KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says there's no shame in delivering his third budget speech without President Cyril Ramaphosa or Deputy President Paul Mashatile present. The president is attending the proceedings virtually from the US, where he is due to meet with Donald Trump later today. The deputy president is in France to meet with President Emmanuel Macron to strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries. Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe is in charge of the country.
One of the choices we had in discussing with the president was whether we could postpone the budget or we could postpone the trip. We decided that we could not postpone any of the two. We simply can't extend the budget beyond the 30th of July, because departments after the 30th of July will start be only be accessible to 10% of their budget. There are serious implications for that. It may mean that we may have to close government.
And despite boos from some MPs, Godongwana continued to present a trimmed and revised budget vote. He first clarified that VAT will remain at 15%.
The decision reflects our commitment to listen to South Africans. This is what the past 2 months have provided, valuable lessons that will inform how we manage the budget process moving forward. The reality, however, is that the decision to do away with the VAT increase without a viable alternative source of revenue significantly reduce our ability to fund additional government programs and projects to the extent we had deemed necessary.
Police in Verulam are investigating a murder after a man was found dead in his car this morning. Private security officers from Reaction Unit South Africa found the 32-year-old victim slumped in his vehicle in Waterloo. Spokesperson Prem Balram.
He had been shot multiple times and paramedics declared him deceased on scene. According to witnesses, a white Isuzu Bucky was seen fleeing the scene immediately after the shooting.
Police say the vehicle also collided with a tree. The motive for the killing is being investigated. Local government authorities say severe thunderstorms, hail and heavy rain have affected several areas, including Eteguini and Msunduzi. A cold front has moved in, bringing with it rainy and windy conditions to parts of KZN. A yellow level 2 alert for damaging waves and winds is in place along the entire coast. KZN Cooperative Governance spokesperson Senze Lwemzila has warned conditions could get worse.
Communities within the areas of Abakulusi, Denhauser, Edumbe, Emadlangeni, Endumeni, Big Five Hlabisa, Eteguini, Kwatuguza, Mandeni, Umfolozi, Renkonyeni, Umdoni, Umlalazi, Newcastle and Mutu to be cautious as a level 2 weather warning remains in effect in these areas for damaging winds. These winds are expected to disrupt roads as the crosswinds could lead to fallen objects that could severely impede traffic flow and create hazardous driving conditions.
The top story, the finance minister has presented a trimmed and revised budget vote and first clarifying that VAT will remain at 15%. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. It's being dubbed El Clownico. Where's your money at for the Europa League final tonight as United take on Spurs? Novak Djokovic not rushing into finding a new coach following his split with Andy Murray, and the URC fixtures for next season have been announced. The Sharks start away at Glasgow on the 26th of September.